Save big on everything when you shop at Menards. Upgrade your kitchen today with Clearview Cabinetry. We offer a great selection of finishes made with the finest materials and built to withstand life's sticky messes. They provide features like soft closed doors and drawers and with cabinet accessories to match your unique style. View our selection of Clearview Cabinetry on Menards.com. Plus, check out our weekly flyer and find plenty of great deals happening this week. Save big.
Hi, Jenny.
Hi, Kristen.
Should we podcast today?
Let's podcast.
Let's podcast. This is hashtag I mom so hard, the podcast. If you don't follow us, well, then how the hell would you be listening to us right now? But what
a happy accident. And lucky for you, you get to experience these two charming broads.
If you just happen to accidentally click on I mom so hard and you thought this was going to be some sexy time, well, buckle in.
Lucky
sir.
For you. I'm about
buckle
to.
Buckle in.
Do some hardcore bitching about remote learning.
And I'm going to bitch about my husband a little bit because he's got it coming. So,
earned it.
Put your earbuds in, relax, and enjoy that this is not about you.
All right.
It might be kind of about you.
You know, it might. Just listen with an open mind is what I would say, sir.
Right.
Because if you're the husband sword, it could include you.
It could include you. And that is a good segue into something fun we're doing that does include husbands because... Listen up.
Look at how I'm sitting.
I know. Look,
what am I, a pimp?
I don't know.
What
I don't know. You've turned into me. You look like you're at a softball game
oh
and I was
God.
Like very excited about it. Dream. Hashtag I mom so hard. The softball team coming soon. But that's not what I'm about to tell you.
We're
what I'm about to tell you.
I'm not playing softball.
I know you can keep score with your big hat.
Okay.
But listen to this, y'all. We are doing a drive-in show because during this wonky time, we can't do like big venues, but we miss the live show so damn much. We are doing a drive-in show and that's it. I'm going to say all of this. You can always find this information at imomsohard.com. You can find it on Instagram. You can find us on everywhere.
Yeah, just Google it. The information will come up. There's not that many shows in the world right now.
No, but let me tell you what there is. It's at Cal State San Marcos, Southern California, near Escondido, California.
Ooh.
It's Saturday, November 14th. Tickets go on pre-sale. You use the pre-sale code WINE all week next week, which would be...
Oh, this will be after that.
I know, but it won't be before the show. Ticket sales will be going by the time this airs.
Oh, so they won't need the pre-sale code.
Well, whatever.
They'll just need to go to the website and buy your tickets.
Fine, buy your tickets. Monday, October 12th at 9 a.m. is the pre-sale, so hopefully you'll get them. General on sale Friday, October 16th. And you can always go to tickets for imomsohard.com. Oh my God, come out. It's really fun. Have the husbands be the designated driver. Get your pod ladies. Come out. Be safe. Have fun. Guess what? You get to come out and see us and we're not your family. And that's the only thing you care about.
It's a live show where everybody can be safe and socially distant.
And socially knocking back some bottles of wine in your minivan.
I say you like pay somebody to be your driver for the night, like get some 16-year-old to like sit on their phone all night. That's all they're going to be doing anyway.
Yeah. And if they do catch the show, they will never want to have sex. So this is
it's
double
basically
down.
Basically birth control.
So come see us because we love doing the live show. We've missed it so much and we can't wait. Like if the best thing we can see is your faces through windshields, like honking
good
at
enough.
Us, we'll freaking take
good
it.
Enough. We'll
so
take
come
it.
See us. All the information on imomsohard.com. Let's podcast now.
I'm hoping to hear some woos.
I know. Me too.
Who has wooed in a long time?
I need to
I
woo,
have not.
Man. I want to woo.
I need some woo.
I want to woo. I want to look out and see people. I feel like we'll still feel like they're laughing. Hopefully it's some stuff. Jen's very funny in the show.
I thought you were going to say that was my
that
mouth
was,
laughing.
That was not a queef.
No, it was from my mouth. I was laughing because I thought Kristen was going to say, I laugh like an old broad. So I could be in a car with the windows rolled up and you could hear me go, like a old
like a
lady.
Muppet.
Yeah.
It's going to be great. I can't wait. I'm so excited about it that I get nervous thinking about it.
Yeah, true.
Let's dig.
We need some joy in our lives. That's what we're going to talk about today. We got
things that are making us happy.
I think it's a misnomer to call it joy because we're all treading water, right?
Like, right.
We were talking about homeschool. Whatever.
Remote learning.
Remote learning before
distance
this started.
Distance learning, whatever. Don't get all up in
Listen, everybody.
Shit.
Oh, God. It's so hard. I bet the only people thriving at all right now are people who homeschooled.
Well, yeah, because they're like, this is no different for us. But like us newbies at it, like we're not saying homeschool because like there is a certain level of like you have to be like an at-home teacher if you're homeschooling the right way. And we are remote learning. We are the tech assistants. Oh, we are the cable company of teachers, where all we do is just make sure there's a Wi-Fi signal. And then you can't even be in the room because they don't want you in there.
Nope. For my son, basically all that means is like I get him set up on the Zoom in the morning and then I stop back by to make sure that he's got his hand out of his pants, yep, that he is not drawing cartoons while he's supposed to be doing his math. And then I'm like, do you need some goldfish? Do you want some milk? How are you doing?
My daughter just turns off her camera and she's like, I just need a break because I just want to spend some time with just myself. I want to play with my American Girl doll. I'm like, get back on the Zoom.
Is she me? Because that's what I do.
There are some similarities that are terrifying.
My daughter, because she's in kindergarten, remote learning for the kindergarten age.
Oh, geez.
Is, and God bless her teacher, is always so positive that I'm like, I should use that tone of voice when I talk to my kids because she's so nice and
they're
so
trained,
like, cheerful.
Professionals.
But literally my full-time job for 6 hours of the day, not six, but
a lot.
It's like
three six. Or four. It's a lot.
By the time you get all the like homework stuff done is, no, you have to sit up. And for her, you guys, this is how young kindergarten is. If you don't remember, I'm like, baby, can you take your thumb out of your mouth?
Yeah, it's their babies.
You can't answer a question with your thumb in your mouth.
Well, like, I've got my thumb in my mouth because I feel like, you know what I've really thought about during this time? I have never been a smoker in my life.
Oh my gosh. I have
literally had visions of myself like walking out of the house and sitting on my front step and like lighting a cigarette and taking a drag. And I don't know the first thing about that, but I think that I might need to be.
I've said that to my husband like over the last couple of months. I'm like, I think it would be fun to smoke a cigarette like at night because there's nothing that gives you that like momentary sort of happy feeling like release or like,
well, I think
rebellion.
That's what people look like when they smoke in movies and TV. They never look like it stresses them out. It always looks like a really relaxing situation.
Now I'm 1000% sure you could go out and do some yoga breathing and probably feel the exact same.
I don't want to do that.
I want something that says a little more effort at the moment.
Yeah, I want something. I just want to do that thing that makes me feel like I'm going to feel better.
I know.
In an instant. And this is not advocating nicotine use or smoking because I think it's gross. But I do understand the vision I have in my brain. What does that mean if my meditation is like I imagine myself smoking and I've never been a smoker?
You know what?
I think that tells you the shit we're in.
I think it's safer. Well, we're going to talk about.
I hate vaping. I think vaping is disgusting.
It's a little douchey, I think.
It's so gross. And also, why so much smoke comes out?
I think it's fog. It's like
gross.
Humidity or something. It's not smoke.
And it doesn't even look cool. At least like our generation younger. Oh my God, how old do I sound? When you like smoked a cigarette, you still look cool. When you vape, you look like you're in a fog machine. It's so super stupid.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, but you're such a grown up. You need vape that smells and tastes like strawberry gum.
Yeah.
Ugh, don't
get
me
started. Oh, that sounds really gross, actually.
So gross. I'm sorry. I'm going to turn it around.
Going to talk about the things that give us some happiness right now. I do have a thing that's going to probably make you squeal because it has two things that we love.
Okay.
Which is a little cute little babies doing cute little things and doggies and happy endings.
Not that kind. Hey.
So these are...
Well,
no.
Jen?
You took that the wrong way.
I didn't. That sounded exactly the way it was intended.
No, the happy ending of a story.
Oh, sorry.
Okay.
Hey, man, I would take that. That would be my other visual.
Well, that's another. You save that for your quality time. And right now, I'm going to give you a quality time about a
quality
thing I read
time.
That gave me instant joy.
Yay.
Especially if you're a dog lover.
Cutie.
So I read this article about how, you know, this happens. Like parents, they're working really hard right now. They're working nights. They're teachers. They're doing all this stuff for all their kids. So I guess parents were asleep. 2-year-old walks outside.
Oh,
walks
no.
Walks out a door that's open in St. Louis. He's walking around. Guess who keeps this kid safe the whole time? Do you know? Did you read this?
I did, but I don't want to spoil it, but I got shivers. Go.
Pitbull dog.
Not his.
Homeless. Like a feral dog, like out there, took care of this kid for how long? Did you read how long it was?
He was out there for a while.
And like people were like, that's not right. That kid's too young to be with that dog.
Like walking a dog. I'll get my 9-year-old to do it. And that's a task.
He wandered like so far from his neighborhood that nobody knew who he was or anything. They get the police involved, find his home. The only thing that he can say to the police is puppy. He's that young. He says puppy to the police. They get him home. And now the St. Louis Police Department is going to adopt that dog.
Oh, God. If they didn't, I would. You know that pit bulls, they do get a bad rap. I personally am scared of them because they have a bad rap.
Were you scared of mine?
Jen, your pit bull was 150 pounds. Yeah. And if she made the decision to snap me in half at the time, she would have. But she was delightful. No, she because so I got sweet. To know her, I loved yeah. her. But I do find... Sometimes I find them scary, but I'm a little bit scared of dogs that aren't mine, to be honest.
Well,
I'm a little wary of all dogs. I'm more scared of small dogs than anything.
Okay, because now I have a couple. Well, I have so many dogs, but I've got smallish dogs.
She has, you guys, what do you want on the menu? She has every one of them.
Okay, so Venus went to heaven, but she was a huge pit bull and she was wonderful. And I did not want one to begin with, but I got her. She was great.
She was great.
She probably would not have given two shits about a toddler walking around. She would have been like, You're on your own. Peanut butter in your pocket? Because if not, I'm not.
And most likely they do. You know that they were called nanny dogs. Back in the day, they were elite dogs. I think that dogs that are mean have bad owners. And I'm sorry to say it.
Oh, no. That's 100% correct.
Sorry to say it.
That's so true. It's like when a kid's super naughty, you're like,
meet the parents.
Yeah.
If you're drinking some stupid drink out of a mason jar and your name is Basil, I am not going to be a fan.
Yeah. So, but now I forgot to tell you this today because the days aren't hard enough when I'm like homeschooling. I had to get our Labradoodles groomed, Kristen. Okay. I had to get these dogs groomed because we've been like, well, we're not going to bring them someplace because in places just open in California to get them groomed. But we're like, man, they're kind of matted on their bellies. These combs.
These dogs looked like when you see the movie Little Orphan Annie and you see Sandy, why aren't you? Sandy looks like she looks like a real housewife compared to Jen's dogs.
Well, let me tell you why. I love it when my husband's hair goes really crazy and he doesn't cut it for a long time and nobody else does. Everybody's like,
is he okay?
He really did get accused of being a homeless guy one time in a hotel that we're staying in. He was so pissed. He was like, I am a guest in this hotel. And they were like,
cut your hair, sir.
Yeah.
You're in Connecticut.
Don't wear an entire Fila jumpsuit that's dirty, like during work hours, sir. I like a cool look.
Like a guy that hippie. Looks like, yeah, he might be a professor.
Kind of doesn't care.
Yeah,
and I like
a little
look
bit
my...
of musty to him. That is not her husband, but that is Jen's taste.
He gets and that's musty sometimes.
Ew, and gross.
I like the dogs too. The dogs look like sheepdogs. They're crazy. It's like, I didn't.
I'm familiar. I adopted one from the same litter. Remember when I made that choice?
But she got hers a schnauzer cut and that dog's.
Oh shit. We fucked it up. I didn't know how to do that. I never did that before. I have a golden retriever. I was like, make her look like, you know, a sunshiny ray of light. And this one, they were like, what do you want? And they showed me that patch of grass. And I was like, well, go low.
Yeah.
I guess.
Let's
go putting green because I don't want to deal with it.
Yeah.
And I did not know that that is somewhat. She looked like she had a disease. I was like,
no, she looked cute, but she looked a little bit more structured than
she was
meant
upset. The first one was good. The second one we got, it's like when you go, here's the thing. We go to Petco, you guys. And so you run a risk.
This is not an endorsement.
No,
but
I'm
don't go there either.
I'm saying we've been very happy, but it is not one of those bougie places that it's like, bring in your dog and we'll give her highlights. This is like, you blow and go and like get it done. And it's whoever you got that second day in is going to do a fine job.
Petco is the super cuts.
That's what I meant. That's
sports clips.
Thank you.
Yeah. It's the sports clips for dogs. They're not going to like,
That's exactly right.
Yeah, they're not going to, like, there's no books to select.
So if you're going into Petco and you're asking for something fancy, that's on you. You go to Sports Clips or what, a Fantastic Sam's, and you get anything other than a trim.
If you don't go in there and pick out your number,
you're in trouble. So I digress. So you had the dogs finally groomed. Thank the Lord.
Well, everything takes longer, like during the COVID times that we're in, and everything's as freaking hard as it could possibly be.
Mm-hmm.
So I can show you on my phone. I've got text exchanges from months ago, just trying to get this thing set up with a guy.
Yeah.
Okay. So the mobile groomer.
I think those are neat. I wish they had them for me.
Come into my house, he gets there. He's like, I do the dog across the street. I don't know her name. I think it's Luna. I was like, I don't know the neighbor's name. I don't, let alone the dog's name. I don't. He's wonderful. We talk and he looks at the dog and he's like, I'm going to have to shave her tummy. And I was like, yes, that's great. That's what I want, because that grows out of control. And that's where it like,
we've found matted checkers up in there. We have found.
There's a whole like Lego. Barbie,
why has she consumed 4,000 Barbie feet?
There's like a Harry Potter tower of Legos in this dog's
coat. Let me just reiterate again. Jen's dog, that's like blonde, looks like she escaped something. Yeah. Like, it's like she's been through, like, she went over the mountain. She went through the water.
She's always sweating.
Yeah. She's like, and then there's just one over her eye that she's like, you don't know how hard it's been for a broad like me.
That's what I like about it. It's like so her personality. Right. Like when I got this dog, I was like, her feet will never touch the ground. She's going to sit on my lap. She is going to be my
lap
dog.
She needs a before and after. Every cute dog, just like an Annie, they quaff the girl, they quaff the dog. Your dog need quaffing.
So I bring her out to the van and we're already fast friends. And I say to the guy, I was like, can you cut her like a lion? He goes, why? And I go, well, why? Because her coat gets matted and she does.
I see. You just want her head bushy, but the rest of her, I got it.
And I think it'd be funny.
Yeah, that's what we did with Daisy.
Funny personality, and like, it would work for her. Like, because all she wants to do is like run and like jump 10 feet off of like a balcony anyway. She's crazy.
And it would help with her overall.
Just overall.
Disposition, probably odor.
The beauty of a labradoodle is their coat. He's like, I'm going to get this coat all brushed out. And I was like, you know what? Do what you can, but I'm not a complainer. So, as long as she's like,
do your best,
healthy
sir,
and clean and smells great. That's all I care
about. That's all I care about.
Like, trust me, do your best.
Yeah.
And an hour and a half in, he calls me and.
This is amazing.
I think he's crying. And I don't think it's funny at all. I was like immediately like sat up in that.
Oh God.
I thought something bad happened to her. Yeah. Because their little ears and stuff like that. That's why I wanted to have a professional do it, because you can cut their.
I don't do it. Like, I don't. Well, you know.
I know. So I was scared something happened to her and I was ready to be like, okay, I'm just going to go
take
get
a
her.
Breath.
I'm take her to the vet right away. Yep. And okay. Yep. And he goes, I was just trying to get her mats out behind her ears.
Oh, God.
Because the place they get matted is their stomach behind their ears. And I knew her mats were bad. And I told him, I go, just cut them out. I don't care. Like, it's going to be a weird.
Who cares?
First
who
one's
cares?
She's
it's a quarantine
puppy.
Haircut. Yeah. Who gives a shit?
Exactly. You should see my husband.
You like, should
you'll
see
get
me.
It. You'll get it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. So he cut himself so bad that his entire hand was wrapped in some.
Oh, no.
Yeah. I could see blood coming out through it. It was not funny. And
it's kind of funny.
It's
funny in the retail.
No.
Yeah.
I'm
sorry.
We've been texting from the ER.
Oh God. He with his left hand.
I guess.
Shit.
He's texting me. He's like,
I'm maimed.
I think it stopped bleeding, but I still feel like I'm going to pass out. And I'm like, girl, you need to tell them you're going to pass out and you got
to
lay.
Does he not have someone else he should be telling that to? It's like,
I don't know, but I was right. It's on my watch, and you know I'm going to that ER to make sure
you
he's okay
absolutely
and he gets the
are
best
not.
Care. Yes, I am.
No,
well, I didn't have to because he was fine. But I was like, text me and let me know how you are, because now he's mine. He's mine forever.
Oh my God, you've adopted the groomer.
Yeah,
it's literally doesn't surprise me.
And his boss texted me and was like, okay, we're going to reschedule. And I'm like, you tell me how he's doing. This is not what kind of asshole is like, ugh.
Oh, annoyed that somebody he cut is, himself. Right?
There's one of my neighbors probably that's that kind of douchebag, but I just was like happy to make a new friend in these days.
You've got a good heart, and I would check on him too. I would just do it from the safe distance of a text message. I'll tell you, our neighbor, you know, the one that...
The one I fight with?
The one you...
I fight with Kristen's neighbors,
it's
you guys.
It's unbelievable.
It seems like I'm a loose cannon.
No, you just... You do it right. That guy got his front yard redone, his front walk with this is the fourth time he's had it redone. This little square by the sidewalk, you know, the one you're not supposed to park near.
You can't even look at that, you can't even look.
And he looked... he put a sign in the yard that said... Don't let your dog go to the bathroom here. It's covered in pesticide. Basically, it was a sign that says that he lets his dog out and that dog is trained to pee in our yard. I don't know how to,
because there's no sign.
But should I say
yard.
To him, don't let your dog come over
here
and pee
in
my, but then am I pissing? Am I like shitting where I eat? And like, I'm going to get into it with my neighbor.
Does he care when he pisses you off?
Nope.
So why are you concerned?
Because I'm Midwest.
Yeah.
Because I want to keep the peace and I don't want one more argument right now. I'm having enough of them inside my house.
I don't know why every time I drive over to your house.
You want to park where you're not supposed to park.
No, he's got the best parking spot to get to your house. And
I know.
I am not a fool with parking. I will park because.
And he puts cones up and he's not supposed to do that. And
Jen moves. Right over those sons of bitches.
Jen moves the cones.
It's not legal.
And I think it's amazing. And I'm also like, well, you deal with him.
He comes out and he'll look at me and I'm like,
he'll put notes on our car.
I'm like, say it, motherfucker. Say it. I'm about to get out of the car, have it ready because I'm ready.
It's just annoying. People are, I just don't want to deal with anybody. Do you know what I mean? Like,
if I was like
such a
hard
day.
Lawn, I know. Everything is hard in life right now. That's why we got to like find like small joys. Kristen's got a small joy that she's going to talk about later. That's a hot flash.
A hot flash. But yeah. I will. Let me just say this one thing, because I think you're doing a better job of finding things that give you joy. And I'm just finding things to lose focus. But I will say, and you're going to love this. So I want to I have this sweet little gal that like does my eyelashes. Mm. And she I haven't seen anybody. I haven't been anywhere and I've only seen her in the last couple of months. And when LA said it was okay to do that and there's all these rules and she's all masked up and whatever. And
you feel like you're helping them to like be able to go back to work.
Yeah, to be able to go back to work a little bit. And she's the sweetest little thing. And her husband, it works for the military. He's in the Coast Guard and they are such cool little married couple. And they were living in an RV camp that was part of the base. And then the base said, when COVID hit, like, you have to go. And so she, all of a sudden we're sort of, this is a military, this guy's still
active. He's
active. He's still active. Yeah. So this cute little couple, they live in this RV. She does lashes. She's so sweet. And she told me this last week that she is pregnant. And so they are moving back to Seal Beach so she can, he's going to try to apply to be an officer. And it was so funny because I got emotional because I was like, I haven't seen anybody else. Like, you are really, really important to me. And I think all of you out there that are waiting tables right now, which is so fucking hard, and teaching and doing that thing, just know like you matter and it matters to me. You like it's because we've become consistent with people. I'm now very attached.
No, these are the people that we should be. This is who we should be. And I hope that like, when this is all over, that we stay as appreciative of stuff.
Yes.
Because like I had
this. I'm so grateful.
I had this teacher in college and it was probably poetry or something like that.
Really?
And that said, you should strive to be someone upon whom things are not wasted. Like when somebody.
Oh, I love that.
Like when somebody shares a joy, you should like absorb it and feel it. And like, it's not just for them. It's for everybody. You know, like don't let that good thing be wasted, thought and stuff.
And I thought she was so sweet. And I had this like, you know, that I was excited for her and I felt real joy. I was like, oh man, it's been this like low level, like you're trying to climb out of this like space. And all of a sudden I was like, my stomach fluttered. And I remembered what it was like to like find out I was going to have a baby and the fear and you know, and she's young and very fit and she's going to be great, but
that's just pure joy.
It was joy.
And having a baby. Cause you know, like, oh, you're, this is not just a human. This is your, the rest of your life.
Right.
This is,
and
this,
she's, they're okay. They're like, yeah, they're going to be okay. They're good. They're on their way up. They're this young budding little couple. So I gave her a big fat tip and I was like, I'm going to throw my money at you because I haven't seen anybody.
My
and
God,
I
want you, you give to give me a pregnant waitress. And I tell you what,
oh
I'm
boy.
Like
you're
like, right. You take checks.
How many zeros do you want on it? Like, yeah, be generous in this time.
Madly in love. No exaggeration. I'm going to go on there and fill my cart.
That's apropos for this conversation. Right,
and fill my cup.
Your cup runneth over. No more.
Third Love has bras starting at $45. So now you can find your new favorite bra with high quality, comfy style starting at just $45.
And I like that they have more than, get this, 80 sizes from cups AA all the way to I, including half cups and bands from 30 to 48. It's like getting a custom bra.
Over the last 10 years, I've worn 70 sizes, I can assure you. So find your fit in 60 seconds. Join over 15 million women who have taken their online Fit Finder quiz to find their perfect fit.
And there's absolutely no substitute for comfort, especially when it comes to your bra. And here's what I love. You take that quiz and they show you visual representations in sketch of different breasts. And you go, hey, that one looks like mine. And then you get the right fit because most women are wearing a poorly fitting bra like I am right now.
It's
because
shocking.
My third love one was dirty.
You go to the website and you're like, do they have a camera in my room to know I have bananas facing different directions?
With signature details like memory foam cups, no slip straps, and a scratch-free tagless band, Third Love creates bras that focus on what matters, keeping you comfortable, no shortcuts, no substitutions.
Third Love donates all of their gently used return bras to women in need. So great. Supporting charities in their local San Francisco Bay Area and across the United States. And I'm a huge fan of donating and buying secondhand. I'll buy a used toothpick, I tell you what.
She's not lying.
Third Love has donated over $20 million in bras. Yay to you, Third Love.
Yay, big fan. Third Love knows there's a perfect bra for everyone. So right now, they're offering our listeners 10% off your first order.
Go to thirdlove.com/imomsohard now to find your perfect fitting bra. Seriously, they even have half sizes. And get 10% off your first purchase.
That's thirdlove.com/imomsohard for 10% off today.
Kristen, you know how you always want to do things for yourself, but you don't ever get around to it for whatever reason, usually time
and
money.
My list is long.
Well, if you've always wanted straighter teeth and a better smile, stop putting it off, everybody. Thanks to Candid, straightening your teeth is simpler, easier, and more comfortable than ever.
Candid clear aligners are affordable, comfortable, removable, and practically invisible, unlike wire braces.
Plus, your treatment is prescribed and monitored remotely by a licensed orthodontist who's an expert in tooth movement, which I dabble. I can't say I'm an expert, but your supervising orthodontist will be with you every step of the way from beginning to end.
And it's all done from the comfort and convenience of your own home in approximately 6 months' time.
Start straightening your teeth today. Right now, all of our listeners can save $75 on Candid Starter Kit. Go to candidco.com/imomsohard and use code imomsohard.
That's candidco.com/imomsohard, code imomsohard. Take advantage of this limited time offer to save $75 on your starter kit. candidco.com/imomsohard, code imomsohard. You know, and again, my husband and I went out for our very first dinner.
For their anniversary.
And we went to a restaurant and it was the first time. I was so worried about her, our server, and I was not worried about myself. Well, we've been getting like a million COVID tests, so I knew I was okay. But I felt I was nervous for her. And I was like, do you need me to put my mask on right now? Do we sit here? Like, I didn't know what to do. And she made me feel so comfortable. And I remember like breathing and being like, this is a little bit of normal. And I'm so grateful.
Yeah.
And I was not fighting with my husband, which was 2 hours of bliss. It went away quickly, but it was wonderful. And I was so grateful to her. I'm not ready to make it a thing, but I was happy to have a moment.
Well, that I think about that too. And when I see people out that are working and they have to be working.
Yeah.
Like there's just jobs. Like if you're a medical person,
you gotta do it. If you're frontline, yeah,
you have to be doing it. And that's why when we got her to do the podcast, there were people downstairs that didn't have masks on and there was a mask sign. And I think a lot of people are like this, where I won't get protective of myself as much.
But you get protective of other people.
But I get protective of other people. And I'm
That's
like-
That's the mama.
That's total the mama. Cause I keep thinking to myself, like, I'll be okay if I get, yeah. God, knock on wood. But if I get
this
something.
This is not wood. This is fake wood. We're knocking. We're knocking. God
but
bless.
Like, I'm gonna fight like a mad dog, whatever. But like, don't you put
other people that are compromised.
Or anybody that, me or like anybody in my family, like that's where I'll go. Like,
yeah, me too. And I have no filter right now because where I am so incredibly emotional and attached, I'm also completely and totally unpredictable and insane. I like pop off faster than I ever have and I'm fine with it. I got into it.
Now I want to talk about antique glassware. Just kidding.
No, go for it. Listen, we're all, I think it's a, like we've talked about before, and it's not going to be fixed in a day. This time is tricky because you have to make an effort to find things that bring you joy, and joy is a high bar.
Joy, I think is not realistic. Joy is like a soulful,
it's
like
a rare
thing you walk around with, but like happiness is like a momentary thing that you can do to like,
and
sort
you
of
can do that. You can find
yourself.
That in your day.
Cause this is like right now is when everybody needs like connection. They need something that like stabilize, helps them feel better.
Yeah. And I think you're good at follow through with things that bring
not
you joy.
Working out. Not work. Okay. Yeah. Not working out or committing
yeah,
to.
Yeah. Like I really wish I was one of those people that was like, fitness. You guys know what makes me so happy.
Well, I think I'm simple. I think I'm a simple person.
I'm simple too. I like simple. I understand it.
I like things that are glittery.
Glitteral.
Like, glitteral.
That's a word. You know that it's a word if somebody understands the context of it.
It's considered I think people language. Get that. If it's a glitteral, I mean,
it's a
glitteral
need.
It's just like a silly, joyful, like kind
of
thing.
It.
I don't know if I'm like my 5-year-old and I gravitate towards the exact same stuff. If it's like colorful, shiny,
I know
has cute animals on it. I'm like Lisa Frank, you guys. I'm basically, I would, my whole house would have like Lisa Frank wallpaper if my husband would go along with it.
Yeah. You like bright colors and textures and you're good at design and you like sparkly stuff. I can appreciate those things. I don't wear them, but I am wearing gold tennies.
I know you've got a lot of great gold on. And you are like, you. Here's what Kristen's really good at too, is you can tell Kristen what kind of like entertainment you're into, like what kind of show you like to watch. And she can tell you the perfect thing to start binge watching.
I am. That's my thing. But what does that make me lazy? Because
no.
I find so much happiness in finding a show.
Yeah.
I really do. Yeah. And I was thinking about you because I'm like, God darn it, Kristen, start finding antique glass or decorate your freaking wall, man. Like,
no, I do.
Your life is wasted.
I do all this. Like, whenever I'm doing this stuff, it's like nervous. If I don't, literally, if I'm not like online looking at something while I watch a show, I'll bite my nails or like.
She does bite her nails, you guys, and it looks like she has a disease.
You
but
guys,
she gnaws on them and
on
I get mad
right
at her.
Now. These are fake. I bought these on Amazon.
They're great.
Because if I don't have these on, I like destroy myself.
Yeah.
Like anxiety wise.
She's always got her thumb like this. And I'm like, stop chewing your. Like we're
my
like
husband
little
does
old
it
ladies.
Too. He's like, he'll smack my hands because I'll be like, I'll be doing this. Like, I'm like, you guys, I wish I were on methamphetamine. And that's why I was doing this because I'd be so skinny.
I'd be so skinny. I know, I man. Know. I have one glass of wine I feel it the next day, which is
one
on-
glass of wine. I can't.
If I have one glass of red white wine, I feel bad the next day. But if I drink a martini, I'm so good.
See, if I have one glass of wine, I feel bad because I'm like, well, I just wasted 120 calories. I'm going to have 3 more glasses and then I'm going to get in a good state where I can watch Ratchet and really freaking enjoy
it. You are liking
it.
That show. That's amazing to me. Of course, I've seen 3
I know
episodes.
You got to keep watching because the first 3 are the most gruesome. I don't like.
Isn't that funny that you like that show?
Because I make my husband like pre-screen stuff to make sure it's not
She's
too bloody.
She's such a baby about scary stuff.
It's very like Pulp Fiction-y, not like the movie, but I mean like the genre
it's
of writing.
It's pretty gory.
It's like a horror film. You have to like go
it's
into
it. It's one
it.
Of those, right? Yeah. Isn't it the like.
Totally. It's sort of like American
what's it
Horror
called?
Story.
Yes. Yes.
Where it's like go
Sarah
into
Paulson.
It. Yeah. Go into it like knowing that it's like got a gore factor. It's a horror.
Yeah,
it's like
horror.
A psychological
right.
thriller kind of deal.
Yep, yep,
if
yep.
you go into it with that mindset, but it's also
it's beautiful,
stunning.
All of his stuff is beautiful.
Who is that?
Murphy. It's
Ryan
it's
Murphy.
Ryan Murphy. I yeah. believe he's on it. He did Glee. He did all the American Horror Story.
That makes sense. He did American Horror Story?
Oh, yeah. And then I think I could be mistaken. And then he did.
He'll take credit.
Did you see Hollywood? Great. Oh, my God. You guys, I've watched. That's all I do. I got to learn how to knit. I tried when I was on bed rest.
I just remembered this and I have to say this. Did you watch the, I think it was FX or USA did the Black Dahlia miniseries?
I did not watch that.
Because it's beautiful too. Like all the architecture, they filmed it in Hollywood and it's stunning. It's so cool.
I did just finish a show. Am I derailing us? I do this with my attention deficit.
This is stuff that brings us joy.
My husband and I.
See what I mean, you guys? This is what she's really good at, like things that like.
Oh yeah.
Getting on a show and getting watching on a show something
opens
that gets
my
you.
Vessels of, yeah. of openness. But my husband and I'll be the first to admit, and if anybody else is having a great time and going through a sexual renaissance and really enjoying marriage, this conversation yourself, is not for you. I think my husband and I are going through a really hard time right now. I think marriage sucks right now. Aww. It's really hard. We're not, yeah. It's a really hard time. We're at odds. We argue all the time. We're around each other too much. This is against God. Even God was like, you have a 9-to-5. You have a 9-to-5. Come back and like each
Get
other later.
Get ye to the field and
Get
work,
ye to the field
husband.
And come back and talk yeah. to ye said wife.
Yeah.
And said wife will not be annoyed at your freaking story you've heard 100 times.
Kristen, can I tell you how many arguments my husband and I have had over headphones in the last 2 weeks?
Headphones? Over, oh God.
For all these Zooms that everybody's on. And then I'm like, where'd you put my earbuds? I don't have your earbuds. And I'm like,
yeah, you do.
Are you sure? Because yours are gross. I'm not using yours.
I'm not.
But I wouldn't
those.
Be surprised if you use mine. And then guess what? I find him.
You he find him in yours. Him.
Yeah.
He did have them?
No, he didn't.
You falsely accused him. He has it coming. I think that marriage is tough right now. And so to find joy, my husband and I have always had a show. Like we have like these shows, like Game of Thrones is really big for us.
We do it together.
Do it together. Yeah. We never watch it apart. Like I feel like he's cheated if he watches an episode without me. But you know what we watched? We watched season 2 of Fargo.
Oh yeah. I've heard that's so good.
It's so good. It's so, so good. It is so fun to watch. You're going to love it. It's
Why
dark.
Is that? Because I heard that people really love it, but I'm like, what?
There's so many things about it. First of all, the cast is fantastic from beginning to end. And Jean Smart from Designing Women, you know?
Yes.
She's, by the way, definitely aging. And she's a 70-year-old woman.
She's in something else that's so good. And what is she? Oh, she's in like an
And Jen, it's all Minnesota people. So they all have our people's accent. They're all like, and it, she, her face, she's sort of the queen. It's about sort of a gang family in Minneapolis or Minnesota. And there's sort of a gang war. I don't want to give anything away. You're going to love it.
The
way it's shot, the way it's told, the way it's scripted. But the thing is it gives my husband and I something to talk about. That
Together.
Isn't this bullshit world that we're living in. Because we're just way down.
That's the last couple of weeks. We're like, what are you in? Pen 15 mood or are you ratchet?
Yeah, pen 15.
Which one? Like just quick. But although pen 15 has been so good lately because it's this story. It's these women in their 20s or 30s who are playing preteen girls. So and I cannot tell you how heartfelt everything is and funny. Cause you're like, that was me.
It's
I was
painful.
That dork. Yeah. It's so good.
Her swimming suit that looks like denim. I was peeing myself.
I'm not to that one yet.
Oh shit. Sorry.
Okay. Don't
I
tell
won't tell you anything else. I spend too much time watching TV,
but I have a couple ideas for us that are like active things that we can do. So one is I had this idea. You guys, I want to do it.
No.
Let us know if you want to do it. Okay. What?
What?
I want to do turkey tag where you put art turkeys.
I can party with that. I thought you were going to say we got to get together and talk about our spirits or something.
I just thought it'd be really funny if you tag somebody's house with a whole bunch of turkeys.
It's super
funny.
You
can be obnoxious about it. And then once they're tagged, they have to do it to somebody else's house.
So would it
house.
Be just one turkey? Wait.
Well, let's say if you did like 4 turkeys on somebody's house and they got to go tag 4 houses with turkeys, not spray paint, you guys. You have to make a hand turkey or some kind of.
Oh my God. What if literally this game started a thing where you tagged, it's turkey tag and people's tagged with spray paint, like literal
Don't
tag.
Do the, that. Somebody the
police,
will do it.
The police are like, I'm sorry. Why did you spray paint a turkey on the store? Because I was listening to the I Mom So Hard podcast and they said, we're going to do a turkey tag.
The girls in my scrapbooking group got together.
Got together. And really we went and we decided to vandalize.
You can tag your neighbor who you think like might be alone and can't see their family this Thanksgiving.
That's a great idea. You go, I'm on board.
You go and you put a, like, have your kids make a turkey and you slap it on their door.
I'm
and
in.
Then maybe they'll, and then you could leave a little treat for them or something like that.
I love it. I'm totally in. Okay. I think that's a really great, fun thing.
I want to do in. It so bad. I'm turkey in. Tag, you guys. And then my other thing is you and I are going to have like a Christmas vacation.
Ugh.
Style house decorating contest, Kristen.
Oh, I mean the Griswold style?
Yes.
It can't be, you can't hire it and it can't no, be too
no,
bougie.
No,
it can't
no,
be.
No, no.
I don't want to go classy.
No, I want to do it. I want to go overboard and I want there to be a lot of lights and our husbands have to be able to help us because I can't.
Oh,
climb.
Yeah. Okay. I'm not getting up on a roof.
Because we have lizards and I don't want to die because they're.
No, you'll like, get scared go. Of a lizard and you'll yeah. die and break your femur. We can't
maybe
do that.
I'll do that when I'm like 97, 98. But like right now, you and I, we will like send each other updates.
That's really fun. I wonder if there could be a theme where like we decorate like thematically houses so you could go on sort of a drive and go see everybody's houses.
Yeah.
Because you can't go to Candy Cane Lane anymore because of too many people.
Okay. Well, maybe. Maybe if you have a hashtag in your front yard, you'll know it's like an I'm so hard inspired.
Oh my God. Yeah.
I'm going to figure make it, out how to make
what
one.
What if we have.
I'm gonna make one out of wood.
God, dreams. I've got it. Hashtag I'm so hard Christmas decorating event where you put that sign in your yard and then we could feature all of them.
Yes, we'll show the
we'll
pictures.
We'll figure and stuff. Out all the like different places that are killing it with the Christmas spirit.
Yeah. Cause
and holiday spirit. You don't have to be Christian.
We're going
to.
Force joy, you suckers, we're gonna, man. We're going to like make you
get
Thanksgiving it up. We're going to make you Christmas it up. Like,
oh,
we
that
have
sounds
to.
So good. Oh, I'm ready. I'm right? so on board with
I
that.
I think it's contagious. I really do. Because I feel like once you get the like.
Maybe infectious is it? Or contagious. Oh, contagious you know and what? Infectious are both okay. bad words right now.
Horrible things to say right now.
Better to say.
You know what? This idea, it's a super spreader. What I'm doing here is a super spreader holiday.
We're going to have a super spreader holiday party. We're going to have a super spreader holiday party hosted by hashtag I mom so hard.
Yeah.
Please come.
Yeah, give us credit give for us that event.
No, but I love the idea of everybody puts a thing in their yard.
Yes.
Then you just get to. Okay.
Because when I decorated for Halloween, I was like, please send us your pictures. People are sending pictures.
They're
and it's
lovely
so,
and classy, which is.
Well,
setting.
I mean, they aren't all. They aren't all. They aren't all. Some of them that we get, we're like, meh, okay, I'm right. I'm right.
I think most of them, if you put in an effort, you're A+ in my book. Honestly, although there is a house down the street and I was like, oh, I see you, sir. It's about to get, it's so cute, Jen.
Oh,
they
it's
replaced
on.
Every light. This is probably going to be past Halloween, right? If this
yeah,
comes
this
up.
Is, yeah.
It doesn't matter. It's holiday. It's fun. It's joy. Lights replaced in their like, you know, the lights on their house with orange and yellow or orange and purple, like your shirt.
Oh,
deep
yeah.
Velvet purple. And then she has like 20 witch hats that are lit hanging in her tree.
That's
and
awesome.
It was so cool. And I'm like, okay, I'm going to go get some of my husband's stupid baseball hats and I'm going to compete. I'm going to light up my husband's baseball
it's gonna
hats.
It's going to be like Scary World Series.
It's
going to
be like
house.
A garage it's sale. But you guys have the classy version.
I could see you guys doing like a Field of Dreams sort of thing.
We're going to do it. I mean, we've started, but it's real sad. Eleanor keeps playing with the skeleton like it's her friend.
I know. That's what. Okay. That's
she
what.
Named it Jeff. It's not even a weird, creepy name. It's like her uncle's
Jeff.
Name is Jeff.
Oh,
she
my
just calls
gosh.
It Jeff. And I'm like, I'd rather it was like skeletons.
Yeah.
You know, but
Skeletoni.
Because you would reference it as a skeleton. I think she like puts meat on the bone and is like, in my head, you're a person. It's
oh God, I'm sure. I'm
seen.
Absolutely sure that my kids are like that too. But that's what, I don't know what I'm going to do for this contest. I'm willing to go all out for it. I'm willing to be ridiculous because outside decorations are a whole different deal. Like,
are we talking indoors?
No, we're talking outdoors.
Okay. Cause I've already got the,
my indoors covered. For Christmas.
Oh, Jen's indoors covered for literally any holiday you can
you name
imagine.
It. Like Easter's overboard at my house. But yeah. My outside, I haven't done that because that's like.
We got the outside.
Okay. That I got.
Well, yeah.
So Well, then what are we going to do? We're going to do inside outside.
We're going to go full tilt, man. We're going to go full tilt in all seasons.
Just whatever and you only, got.
You know go. What? It doesn't even have to be a holiday. Just put some lights on your damn house. So when you're doing your social distance walk, please. It's joyful. Put a teddy bear in your window.
Oh my gosh. Serve hot wine like it's France. Let people walk by.
If you've got nice things.
Every single street this year has no excuse something. But to be what's happy. It called? What's it called? Wonderland? What's it called?
Oh, Candyland?
Candyland.
Oh, I'm sorry. Candy Cane Lane.
Candy Cane Lane.
Like everybody, every town has.
Should absolutely be all the, like, there should not be lights on the shelf is what I'm saying.
And like, I think it's just more about, like, just think about if you're out on a walk and you want to see something pretty. Put the lights on it.
Because I tell you what, kids will walk by.
And they're just happy.
And they're going to explode from joy.
Yeah.
They're going to be so.
We're doing it. We're lighting the shit up.
It's going to be ridiculous. It's going to be epic.
And get ready. Hashtag I mom so hard. We're going to do
turkey tag number one. Turkey tag, get on it. I might be the only one, but I am a Thanksgiving fool. I love it so much.
I don't like Thanksgiving food. I'm going to get a lot of heat. Her brother-in-law is so mad at me because I hate gravy.
I'll eat gravy.
But I love the holiday. I love what it stands for.
Put gravy on top of poop, I'd eat it.
I know. Gross. It already tastes.
She does not like gravy.
It's like
man.
Putting poop on poop, in my opinion. It's like liquid, gross.
Let's stop there.
Okay. Here's what I would like to do. I'd like to pretend I'm interviewing you and I'm going to ask you questions about shopping. Can I do that? Can we do the next one?
Yes.
And because the holidays are coming up, I think that would be really fun.
Yes.
Literally, because she is an expert and I am not joking.
I have a lot of really good shopping advice.
I really do. And she knows how to get stuff for less.
Yeah.
Because you never pay full price.
Yeah. Let's do that.
I'll do that. We'll do that for our next episode of shopping. And I will contribute nothing because
we're gonna buy three t-shirts. This episode is about us kicking away the funk, finding ways to like experience joy right now. And you've got a hot flash.
I do have a hot flash. It's a little bit sad, but But really, it's meant to be super, super happy and a celebration.
You know that.
So let's get into our hot flash. I would just like to give a big shout out to Mr. Eddie Van Halen, who passed away.
Oh, golly. That's a good one.
Isn't that a good one, man? He was important in our lives. And I remember, like, when I say yesterday, I can see my mom was a teacher at a high school. And, you know, in small towns where there's the gym and then above is the stage where, so you would have your plays inside the gym. It's the gymnatorium or whatever.
And so the
guys would be practicing basketball and I'd always go to the high school and hang out with my mom until she got done teaching. And I would roam the halls. Like I own the joint, like literally. And so I bought my first tape ever, my first cassette tape, which was 1984. And I had a boombox that was giant. It was bigger than me. And I took it to school. My mom, I don't know where my mom was. This thing is the size of
it didn't matter. You could let kids do whatever back then.
So I take it into the gym. And I walk up and I remember being like, slow-mo this shit, Kristen. This is epic. And while the high school boys were having basketball practice, I pressed play and I danced to Panama. Like I was like kicking and like fully dancing until the coach went to my mom and said that I upset the basketball team. So they made me stop. And I was like, it's not like you guys were taken safe that year by any means.
Oh my gosh.
Eddie Van Halen, man, that guy, and he's a dad.
How did you upset the basketball team?
Because it was inappropriate dancing. I was trying to be.
I would like to put air quotes around upset and maybe super bonered out the basketball.
Jen, I don't want to support my story, but I think you're going to get it. This was fourth grade.
Yeah.
So that was the haircut in the year. I wore the jersey and I only wore short shorts.
The basketball players were like, hey, tell that boy up there that he's playing as Van Halen way too late. I'll see that Panama story. And I was at a friend's house and they had a babysitter. And I remember the babysitter watching that video. And I remember going, why are you watching this? And she was like, David, she liked David Lee Roth. She's like, look at how hot he is. Look at his pants. And I was like,
to see his wiener?
Wiener, yeah.
Because you could, because the pants were so tight.
But I didn't.
I liked hair bands. I stand by them.
Oh, God, I love hair bands. Are you kidding me?
I fucking think they're so hot.
I also would like to say, hats off to Eddie Van Halen.
Yes.
That he was a family man.
Yeah, and he battled cancer for a really long time.
And he also was a good, like, leader for boys. Like, my brother loved him. He played guitar.
Yeah.
Like, he gave, like, a lot of guys that weren't, like, good at sports or something, like, a way to feel cool.
Yeah.
And he's, like... There needs to be like some good role models for guys and girls, and he was one of them. So.
Yeah, he's a rocker, man. And, and I think he made you feel like, especially our age, like you really were like on top of the world. And so I salute you, Eddie Van Halen. We know you're in a happy...
Have fun at that big rock and roll party
that you're at. And I know your family's hurting, but we love you.
Let's find joy, you guys.
Find joy. Thank you, guys. We love you. Should we be done, Jenny?
Yeah, we should. But you guys should subscribe to our podcast. Oh, yeah. You can find it wherever podcasts are listened to. You can find us on Facebook, Instagram, and you can even watch this podcast on YouTube.
That's right. And stay tuned because we always have a swipe up where you can leave voicemails. And we love hearing your voices.
We want to hear from you.
We love you. Thank you for listening. #IMomSoHard, the podcast.
Bye.
Bye.